The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we have Donald Trump Jr. join us to respond to the ACT-CON, let's just say, jamboree. A lot to talk about from there. And we have Congressman Russell Fry joining us from the House Oversight Committee for some breaking news. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Turning Point USA is growing every day. So get engaged and get involved at tpusa.com. Make sure you listen all the way to the end of this episode for a special giveaway opportunity. As always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Congressman Russell Fry from the great state of South Carolina from the House Oversight Committee. There's some incredible breaking news that we want to cover. Congressman, thank you for making time. Walk us through this breaking news of the interviews you conducted with a transcribed interview with a former FBI supervisory special agent. This is some bombshell stuff, Congressman.
Yeah, look, tomorrow we have two IRS whistleblowers that are coming forward. One of them is Mr. Shapley, who's been well documented on the media talking about ways in which he was stonewalled. The investigation was derailed. They allowed the statute of limitations to run. So you have these two IRS whistleblowers on the one hand that are coming tomorrow, which is going to be great. But we have right now FBI officials in Wilmington, Delaware, who have corroborated key parts of Mr. Shapley's testimony that the investigation was kind of led off the reservation, so to speak, and that they weren't allowed to do their job. And so I think this is important to set that narrative that these guys are telling the truth. You have two career IRS people that have prosecuted and investigated some of the biggest international tax crimes in our country's history. They're career folks. One of them is a Democrat. And here they are coming forward tomorrow into the sunlight to tell the American people their story. And that has been backed up on a large portion by what happened yesterday with this FBI witness.
So, yeah, I want to just read part of the tweet, which is so interesting to me. So this agent, this supervisory special agent, confirmed key portions of the IRS whistleblower's testimony. Now, listen to this. Including that both Secret Service headquarters and the Biden transition team. So Biden was not even yet president. This is the Trump administration. Okay? Were tipped off about the planned Hunter Biden interview. In fact, on the day of the Hunter Biden interview, federal agents were told to stand by and to not approach Hunter Biden. They had to wait for his call. As a result of this change in plans, IRS and FBI criminal investigators never got to interview Hunter Biden as part of the investigation. So, Congressman, this is why Donald Trump was president. While this is not Merrick Garland. We can't put that as his feet. Who is the maestro, the conductor? Who is running air traffic control for this? Is it Christopher Wray? Was it Bill Barr? Who is in charge?
I mean, that's a great question. I think there are questions that I have right now. You know, the U.S. attorney for Delaware, who the Democrats talked about was a Trump appointee, he says that he wasn't given clearance out of Washington or California or wherever. But there's some testimony from Mr. Shapley that seems to indicate that this might be on Mr. Weiss. And so this is part and parcel to what the Oversight Committee is investigating. I think it's really ridiculous that that the Bidens were tipped off, that the storage unit that had some of these items that they were going to look at, that they were tipped off that they wanted to look into that, which would allow anybody to go in and rummage through and cherry pick certain documents that are, you know, that, that might be damning to the Biden family. This is the problem with this investigation. And I'm glad that Mr. Shapley has blown the whistle. I'm glad that Mr. Eck, whose identification will be revealed tomorrow, have decided to come forward, because we wouldn't know this. And but they, you know, one of them being a lifelong Democrat, they looked at this and said, there's something wrong here. And these people dedicated years of their life to this investigation and then were removed. That sounds a little suspicious, because it is.
Yeah, this is amazing. And so the administrative state seems just unrepentant and even more aggressive than ever. The other part of the tweet from the House Oversight Committee is that the former FBI special agent, supervisor special agent, told committee investigators he had never been told to wait outside to be contacted by the subject of an investigation. We have the whole tweet up there. So what is the timeline then, Congressman, of what you anticipate to happen with the House Oversight Committee? Because, you know, you have trap doors, you have this maze, you have double-sided mirrors, you have smokescreen lying, destruction of documents. They like to run out the clock. That's what the bureaucrats do, the administrative state. They say, we are here forever, you're temporary, we hate you. What are the next courses of action that you plan to take at the House Oversight Committee?
Well, I think, you know, continuing to get bank records, continuing to examine witnesses. I mean, yesterday was great to corroborate Mr. Shapley's testimony. I mean, people are trying to go after his character and his honesty in coming forward. And so having that corroborating evidence, I think, is really key. Continuing to develop the timeline. If you look at the Oversight Committee's website today, there is a timeline of you know, during Vice President Biden's time in office, of when LLCs were formed, when certain transactions to the Biden families happened from Romania, from China, from the Ukraine. There is a whole host of things that we have uncovered in 5 months, which is more than the FBI and the DOJ have done in 5 years. And so we're going to continue to do what the American people hired us to do, which is to shed light on this, which will guide, hopefully, legislation and you know, continued pressure on this administration for what purports to be influence peddling on the world stage.
So, Congressman, I want to just talk personally here. Are you even shocked at how brazen this behavior is? I mean, you know, you come into the House majority, you have some level of expectations, right? And you have some level of like, okay, here's what we think is going on, and it's kind of somewhat speculation. Now that you have the goods, and you guys have done an amazing job, I got to brag on you guys, the specificity of how you guys have been able to lay this out. There's no abstractions. There's no guesswork. This is written like a prosecutor's report. I mean, it is time, place, manner, transaction, dates, times, third-party corroboration, bank records. It's amazing. But are you even shocked at how brazen and how just flagrant this pattern of behavior is?
I am, and I think the American people are. I mean, you think about this growing up, you know, when you were playing cops and robbers, we hold these federal agencies, the FBI, the DOJ, to the highest ethical standards. We think that the prosecutions that happen or that don't happen are based on the fact and the law, but that doesn't seem to be the case here. And that's, I think, what's shocking to me and really shocking to people that I interact with in the district and really across the country is that the facts aren't really dictating the terms of engagement by the FBI or the DOJ. It's political pressure, right? And we're seeing this on one hand. When we talk about the weaponization of government, prosecutions of presidents or people who are associated on one side of the political spectrum, and then they slow walk and delay and do everything they can to disrupt any legitimate investigation into somebody else based on their political persuasions. I think this shocked the conscience of who we are as a country. This isn't who we are as a country, and I expect better of our federal agencies.
In closing, have you seen evidence, and people need to check it out, by the way, have you seen evidence that could potentially border on treason by the Biden family?
Yeah, I don't know where this goes, but what I'll tell you what is shocking to me the most is that this influence peddling, you know, you point to any business, you know, drive down the road, that business sells cheeseburgers, that business sells some sort of widget or a service. What did the Bidens have other than their influence.
No, that's exactly
when Hunter Biden,
that is the main point. Yeah, please continue. That is exactly right.
No, I mean, Hunter Biden gets the $80,000 diamond and a Porsche and, you know, $8.3 million or whatever the crazy amount of money it is. That's the problem. What did they actually do to deserve that payment? And why is this being done while your father is vice president of the United States? These companies were formed while he was vice president.
Exactly.
So we're going to continue to dig up this stuff and to highlight this. I think the American people expect nothing less and let the fact dictate where we go. But one thing is for sure, it is not Papa John's receipt in Starbucks, as the ranking member has alluded to. This is much deeper than that.
Congressman Fry, you're right. I mean, the Bidens acted as political prostitutes. They sold themselves out to get cash while the country was falling apart. Thank you so much, Congressman. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Every day, the parallel economy grows bigger and bigger. It's powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke nonsense being jammed into every product they consume. Big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions into left-wing causes, and we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought that there was no alternative, but there is. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They proudly offer dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. Stop using woke wireless as they fund Pride Month and all this stuff. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code CHARLIE. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. Get the same dependable service and take a stand for your values and make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call them at 878-PATRIOT. I hope this proves as an example to you as to how we beat the bad guys and how you have to react. So there's this Craven guy who looks like a total weird creep, EJ Montini, who writes for the Arizona Republic. Again, this stuff doesn't faze me at all, but it's important to note. So he writes this article for the Arizona Central Arizona Republic. How this passed by an editor is amazing. It's just incredible how this is. And by the way, his grammar is incorrect in the piece. He says, Trump and MAGA are OKKK with Charlie Kirk's racist anti-women screeds. He says, I preach the gospel of intolerance. And his evidence he has as to why I am racist is he says, quote, I attacked four accomplished black women. On one of his recent programs, Kirk attacked television host and analyst Joy Reid. That's really rich calling her an analyst. Maybe she should change her smoke detector batteries. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and Representative Sheila Jackson Lee and former First Lady Michelle Obama saying these four accomplished black women needed affirmative action because, quote, they do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken seriously. Since the radical right-wing majority of the Supreme Court ruled against affirmative action, people like Kirk feel comfortable saying these racist misogynistic slurs out loud. Kirk said the four women of color had to steal a white person's slot. Really? Yes, really. So I ask the question, what did I say that was racist? Can you tell me what racist is? That's why I want to do this documentary of what is racism? How is arguing for meritocracy racist? What about this is racist? Three out of four of them said they needed affirmative action. And the fourth one, Ketanji Brown Jackson, her nomination was limited specifically to black women, and when Ketanji Brown Jackson was asked what a woman was by Senator Marsha Blackburn, she could not tell you what a woman is. She's a moron. Obviously, she's only there because of affirmative action. Ketanji Brown Jackson is not able to defend positions. She's not bright. She doesn't have a lot going on up there. You can't tell me what a woman is? Get out. You should not be on the Supreme Court if you cannot tell me what a woman is. That is kind of what we call like minimum criteria. And this is just so stupid. People say, oh, Charlie, you're saying all black women are stupid. That's a repulsive thing to say. Candace Owens has more combined brain processing power of all these four dimwits with an exponent to it. Literally travel the country with Candace Owens, one of the smartest people out there. So give me a break. I don't care about the color of your skin. The point I was making is that these are four people that are not very bright who admit and acknowledge that they got to where they are because of affirmative action. Fact. Michelle Obama said she did not have grades good enough, according to her high school counselor, college counselor, to get into college out of affirmative action. Fact, Michelle Obama, her thesis at Princeton is incoherent. Christopher Hitchens, who is one of the most revered people on the left, said, quote, I'll direct your attention to Mrs. Obama's 1985 thesis at Princeton University. Its title, rather limited in scope, given the author and campus, is Princeton Educated Blacks and Black Community. To describe it as hard to read would be a mistake. The thesis cannot be read at all, Christopher Hitchens writes. In the strict sense of the verb, this is because it wasn't written in any known language. Michelle Obama admits she was not smart enough and her grades were not good enough to get into an Ivy League school. So what I did is I committed the crime of noticing. I noticed that these people are not particularly bright, and they told us that affirmative action got them to where they are. If a black person admits these facts, then it's okay, but if I say the same facts, then I'm racist. So let me just get this straight. So Sheila Jackson Lee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Joy Reid, Michelle Obama, three of them self-acknowledge, I am where I am because of a system that prioritized black people with lower grades over whites, Asians, Hispanics, whatever. And I say, oh, and I point and I say, that happened. You're a racist. Really? What is racism, first of all? How am I a racist? This is exactly how the left operates. They try to smear, they slander you, and this garbage gets put in the Arizona Republic. But then the left calls Clarence Thomas a house slave. And everyone says, that's so academic. Liberal Minnesota Democrat Keith Ellison calls Clarence Thomas a house slave. Play cut 32.
Well, Clarence Thomas, anybody who's watched the movie Django, just watch Steven and you see Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas has decided that his best personal interest is siding with the powerful and the special interests. And regardless as to who they're going to hurt, he's like, I'm looking out for me and I don't care nothing about you.
Here's a fact that, what's this guy's name? EJ Montini doesn't want to acknowledge that I say, morons come in all colors. Just so happens I noticed four of them and you call me a racist. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, they're celebrating over 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell with MyPillow wants to thank you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. You'll receive a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98 and just $10 more for a king-size. With this special anniversary offer, you'll receive a deep discount on all MyPillow products such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Kirk to receive this amazing offer on the queen size My Pillow. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Receive this amazing offer on the queen size My Pillow. Let's support my friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Donald Trump Jr. joins us. Don, I want to play a clip of your speech from our Turning Point Action Conference. Play cut 52, please.
And so I saw this amazing thing. I saw this amazing thing. ABC News, Trump's unprecedented campaign pitch. Elect me to get revenge on the government. I was like, wait a minute. You had me at like really strong economy. I was like, I love that. You know, peace in the Middle East, pretty good. Ending the never-ending wars. But now, you're adding that. They think that's like a bad thing. I'm like, that's all I need. Like, I'm good. I'm in.
Don, welcome to the program. Just kind of riff a little bit on that and also your experience at our Action Conference.
Well, listen, it was amazing, Charlie. As a longtime believer in what you guys are doing at Turning Point, it was incredible to be there, to watch the crowds continue to get larger, to see people not buy into the mainstream nonsense. It was just incredible. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that speaks for itself. Elect me to get revenge on the government. I don't think anyone who's been watching now or continues to believe that the government in any way, shape, or form, or the corrupted bureaucracies have functioned in an arm's-length manner, in an honorable fashion, that we're living in a broken system. We're a third-world country in rapid decline. We just didn't know it. This has been going on since before Trump. Trump just exposed it, and his exposing that to the people so they see what's going on is why there's the visceral reaction going on. I mean, if this was happening in a third world country, the Uni Party in D.C. would be talking about getting into another war to create regime change, and yet it's happening here in the United States as we speak. And it's, you know, again, it's the number one reason to elect Trump. All the other things are incredible positives, and they've managed to destroy that. You saw the results that he was able to get. You saw the metrics relative to what you're seeing right now to the Biden administration. It's a no-brainer. But, you know, we're up against a lot. You're up against that corrupted bureaucracy. They're trying to put him in jail for 450 years, and that's before they bring the new charges. Yet another indictment. I mean, it's Tuesday, so there must be a time for another indictment. But yep, this continues, and it will continue until we say enough is enough and actually, you know, put up someone who can burn it all down to the ground, because I think that's what you have to do.
Yeah. So, Don, I mean, the news today, Jack Smith looks like he's moving forward, just hyper aggression against your father, multiple indictments. I want to just talk a little bit behind the scenes here. Your father is unfazed by this as far as, you know, behind the scenes. He looks like he's more invigorated. You and I were talking about this with the dinner we had afterwards. He really wants it right now. He wants to win. He's playing to win. It's not as if it's just kind of a sideshow. He's earning it. Can you speak to that, Don? Because if the strategy was to make the indictments make him cranky or make him bitter or make him angry or make him short with people or kind of weigh him down, remarkably, it is having the opposite effect.
Yeah, no, like I said, sort of, it's Tuesday, so it's indictment day, I guess. Again, we've gotten used to this, Charlie. This is not something new, and I mean, it shouldn't be. That shouldn't be the case. This should be, a weight, a burden on people. But when you've been dealing with it for 7 years, from Russia, 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 to impeachment 1, 2, 3, 12, 17, whatever it may be, indictment after indictment, all for nonsense. You know, that you can have the bribery prone crackhead son of the president taking billions from China and Ukraine and Russia and doing illegal gun purchases, cocaine all over the place, and nothing happens. And you can pretty much hear the words very clearly about what my father said on January 6th, and yet none of that matters. It just shows you the insanity that we're living in. And so I think that's invigorated him, because the reality, he's the only candidate, Republican or Democrat, who doesn't believe it's his turn, who needed the money or was the natural progression of his job. He got into this knowing how brutal it was going to be. Perhaps it's worse than even we anticipated. But, he didn't need this job. He did it for the American people, because he's been very consistent on a lot of the practices and a lot of the incompetence that's been going on and coming from our government for the last 30 or 40 years. Just look at back what he said about, then it was mostly, Japan, but trade practices and everything. So, it's definitely having the opposite effect. And I think it's also having the opposite effect in the sense that, people are realizing that so many of the other candidates in this, they would never be able to withstand this, right? Just like we talked about during the speech, the Supreme Court justices and the incredible rulings on affirmative action and big tech colluding with the government, et cetera, just in the last 10 days. Well, how many of the Republicans in this field would have stuck with a Brett Kavanaugh during that nightmare? I mean, even Reagan gave us Sandra Day O'Connor. So it's not a given that a conservative in office is going to give you a good, strong conservative judge. That's just not the case. Look at some of the Bush nominees. They wanted to put in leftists. That's a scary proposition, and it's delivered, because Trump says what he means and he means what he says, and he's going to be he's unfazed by this. He's probably the only person in America that could take this onslaught for this many years and continue to keep fighting, because everyone knows that if he just said, hey, I'm out, all of this would go away. And, they're playing for keeps, Charlie. I mean, you're 450 years, and that's before you get into the January 6th, and, I'm sure they'll do their treason nonsense that we've been hearing about. I know they tried that with me, with Russia, Russia, Russia. It's minor details, a crime punishable by death. But this is where we are in America in 2023. We're a banana republic at best, And I imagine it's going to continue to get worse until we put in someone who will actually just tear it all down.
And that's right. So, Don, there's some question of whether or not President Trump will debate. I'm getting the indication he's not going to. Can you just add your own personal commentary or opinion on that? And I mean, I was talking backstage, and he said he was almost a hard no on debate. I want our audience to email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, should he participate in the RNC Fox News debate. Don, do you think he's going to show up, or should he?
You know, listen, I look at the moderators, let's just say not exactly fans. I look at that, you know, and I also look at the margins, Charlie, right? It's different in, you know, in when he first started this thing in 16, like, of course you debate. You had a 0% chance of winning. You weren't going to do anything. You could never beat anyone in the primary. It was a two-week, you know, publicity stunt, according to all the media. You know, of course he does. I mean, he got in a CNN town hall 3-4 weeks ago and absolutely crushed it. The question is one of strategy to me. Like, as a guy that has a lot of fun with the memes, I want to see him on that stage because he'll smack these people down incredibly well. At the same time, sort of the realist political strategist that I've had to sort of become a little bit over the last few years. Like, why do you give, you know, Asa Hutchinson polling at exactly 0.00002%, you're going to give him 2 hours of unfettered time for him and a team of writers to come up with some sort of dunk that the liberals and, you know, the paid DeSantis influencers then run with? You're going to give Chris Christie polling at 1%, you know, 3 hours unfettered access to try to do that? I mean, you know, it politics is a little bit like the UFC. You know, it's like MMA. You know, every once in a while, you can get lucky and just land that punch. Like, why give that to someone when you're up, you know, 70% on them? Why do that? So, you know, I'm torn because I'd love to see him do it. I know there's no one more capable, but I don't think Trump has to necessarily boost his bona fides in the debate stage. We've seen it plenty of times.
Yes. I want to play a piece of tape here. It's Governor DeSantis reacting to the news that Donald Trump is going to be indicted again. A lot of people are saying he should have come out more forcefully. I personally don't love this answer. It feels like he's trying to thread the needle here. Let's play cut 54. I want your reaction, Don.
The difference between being brought up on criminal charges and doing things. Like, for example, I think it was shown how he was in the White House and didn't do anything while things were going on. He should have come out more forcefully. Of course that. But to try to criminalize that, that's a different issue entirely. And I think that we want to be in a situation where, you know, you don't have one side just constantly trying to put the other side in jail. And that, unfortunately, is what we're seeing now.
He gets applause for finishing how I think he should have started. But, Don, there was that little bit of a sprinkle of, oh, he should have acted differently. I don't like that, Don.
Well, listen, like everything else, Ron DeSantis has flip-flopped on. You saw the flip-flop from telling Tucker, you know, what he wanted to hear. And then he got, you know, the Trump light approach on Ukraine and the never-ending wars. And then, you know, his billionaire controllers and or, you know, the Paul Ryan, Karl Rove types that are advising his campaign and endorsing him said, you can't do that. It's the number one issue for us, not the Republican Party. And, you know, he flip-flops 2 days later. Like all of Ron DeSantis's flip-flops, the reality is he's controlled by other people. He sees his poll numbers withering because, you know, you can do a lot, Charlie. We've seen this. We've done this. You know, you can create a lot of personality in someone with the online influencers, but eventually if they're going to beat the man, you got to be out there on the stage. And, you know, Ron DeSantis doesn't have that personality. That's not him. You've spent a lot of time with him. I know you won't probably comment on it. I know I have, because I probably did more for him than any human being that wasn't part of his campaign in 2018. And that's not the way he is. You could spend 3 weeks with him and not get a thank you, nothing. It's about furthering his political stuff, and he needs his billionaire donors. And so this is just like another flip-flop. He realizes his only path right now is for Trump to get indicted. So he's not going to go all in on those issues. You know, he said that a few weeks ago before the last indictment, similar concept. Well, you know, we're getting the indictment. That's not really an important issue. Oh, really? The weaponization of our government against their political enemies isn't really an important issue, Ron? You know, the reality is when you get him on the stage and it's not all created by online paid influencers in the background, you realize that he doesn't actually have any real convictions. He'll say whatever it takes to win, and he understands that perhaps his only path right now is if something does happen to Trump. So he's not gonna entirely distance himself from the concept, which is, you know, it's truly a shame. And as someone who believes in this stuff, who didn't need to be involved in this stuff, but who who cares deeply about it now, me, you know, that's a shame because I thought he had probably a lot more of a future. I want us to have a deeper bench on the conservative side.
I agree.
We don't, but, you know, man, I'm listening to him talk these days, and it's like he's not even – it's not even like he's a number two for me. He's not even a three or four at this point, which is pretty scary because I had great hopes for him.
Yeah, and he did some great stuff as governor of Florida, but I'll tell you that starting in January – all of a sudden, everything changed on, and now Donald Trump's up 60 points in West Virginia. Donald Trump Jr., thank you so much, and thanks for always having our back. And the fight is just beginning. Don, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure, Charlie. Thank you.
Several stories to cover here. I just want to reiterate our amazing commitment from our team. Not only this is real. I got to tell you, I'm a little fired up about this. The Turning Point team worked so hard this weekend, and, you know, there was some we went through yesterday. There are literally still Turning Point staffers stranded in Florida because of our Pete Buttigieg wonderful Department of Transportation's grid. Literally 2.5 days of flight delays and cancellations and all that. Our team deserves such credit. We have a new sign up behind me here. I want to encourage you to get involved with Turning Point USA. If you have a high school kid or college kid in your life, get involved at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Sorry, high school or college chapter, tpusa.com. We are the front lines fighting for freedom and liberty to save Western civilization against the Marxist movement that is leading the Cultural Revolution. So of all the things that came out of our Turning Point Action Conference, the one that has really bothered the Washington, D.C. regime is the thought crime. We have a conversation every Thursday night called Thought Crime, of challenging the orthodoxy of sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. This has really received a fair amount of write-ups. If you look, Washington Post, CNN, it's rather remarkable because 95.8% of Turning Point Action attendees said they do not want the United States involved at all in the war in Ukraine at all. Zero involvement. You see, Washington, D.C. is used to sending your taxpayer dollars with no questions asked. By the way, the Biden administration has come out today. They said they're sending another $1.3 billion of aid to Ukraine. Can I just ask a simple question? Who's voting for this? Where's the war authorization? Can we have some form of debate? If you think it's the best thing ever, then let's have a robust debate on the floor. Joe Biden's just signing checks and sending them. It makes us in a far more dangerous position. It makes us poor. It's terrible. It's all together terrible. But Newsweek, all these places are writing up that the Turning Point Action Conference, they don't want money to be spent in Ukraine. That is exactly right. And as a secondary of that, thehill.com published an article yesterday where it said that Republican senators are very worried that populist nationalism, GOP senators rattled by radical conservative populism. Now, what do they mean by radical conservative populism? You mean ideas that mainstream Democrats have held for 30 years? Literally, it's actually what it is. Mainstream Democrats held this idea of we shouldn't have unfettered free trade, we shouldn't have a flow of people nonstop into our country, and these stupid foreign wars need to be stopped. Just because something is moderate or centrist does not mean it's not extreme or radical. So thehill.com writes this article, Republican senators rattled. They should be rattled. There's a new party coming. We're going to get rid of all these guys. We're going to primary them all, one after the other. If you send money to Ukraine, if you keep on doing FISA authorization, if you are not to fight, if you stand for the chemical castration of our kids, it might not happen immediately, but the grassroots, we will remove you. The precinct committeemen, state party chairs, one by one, state by state, county by county. We need more Josh Hawleys. We need more Ted Cruz. We need more Rand Pauls. And we need less Mitt Romneys. GOP senators are saying they're being increasingly confronted by constituents who buy into discredited conspiracy theories, such as the claim that the Democrats stole the 2020 election or that federal agents incited the January 6, 2020 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Growing distrust with government institutions from FBI, CN, DOJ to the CDC and NIH make it more difficult for Republican lawmakers to govern. You know, why don't you do something about it? Why don't you listen to your voters? There's an astonishing number of people in my state who believe the election was stolen, one Republican senator who requested anonymity. He requested anonymity because he's afraid he would get primaried. And he's right. His fear is rooted in reality. These are people who surprise me. This is my favorite quote. I'm surprised they have those views. It's amazing to me the number of people, the kind of people who think the election was stolen. I don't want to use this word, but it's not just a redneck thing. It's people in business, the president of a bank, a doctor. These Republican senators hate you. They are so convinced that they have this secret knowledge. They think they're so much better than you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.